talk a little bit about what we're going to be doing this month as well. October is going to be a busy month for us here at DocuBank. We will be instituting or introducing a new practice enrichment coordinator structure, which will actually be a one-person, go-to person for your firm, and also a new email address that you will be using if you are emailing enrollments to our to us electronically. And that email will be coming out later this week, so please do look for it. We will also be announcing a new marketing service that will be a notification for emergency contacts so that when your clients enroll, we can send an email automatically to their emergency contacts that mentions you and gives them your phone number as a contact. And then, again, also, as we do every month, we will be sending out our October materials, which will include a press release as well as a newsletter content draft. And the focus for October is maintenance. We will also be having a teleconference at the end of this month on that focus as well for those of you who are interested in finding out about maintenance programs and how DocuBank works with those. I do want to get you started. So if everybody is logged in, and again, if you're having trouble with your password information, please do hang up and call the office. They can help you and get you started. But I'm just going to go forward from here. And if you would, you should be on the homepage. And if, as you can see, the homepage is just an introduction to the service or to the site, the section of the site. You can use this section right here for links to send emails directly to your PEC or your other staff members. And this will give you a little bit of a highlight of that PEC structure as I was discussing. And then off to the left, you'll find the information for the individual tabs that you can use to access the different information. So those tabs on the left, it's your edit your profile. And I am going to ask, I've given you access to your actual firm information. And so you will be seeing some of your information. This site's not complete, which is why we have not launched it yet. So there may be some things that look a little bit off, or there may be a couple of typos in there. But so I will ask that you not get too distracted in the particulars of what you're seeing, but do take a look at, you know, the basic broad sweeping ideas behind what's there. So if you do click on that Edit Profile tab, that'll take you to exactly what we have on file for your firm. The top of that page will have your email or your address and contact information, and then the other information at the bottom of that page. If you have a standard DocuBank format card, then you're looking at what displays on your client's cards. And the interesting thing to note on the bottom of that card or the bottom of that page as well is the fact that the information that displays on your client card, your standard format client card, and the information that appears on your Minors Matter card is not necessarily the same. The character length for the Minors Matter on that second line is a little bit smaller. For most firms, it doesn't matter, but in some cases, there's a different second line for Minors Matter. And if you'd like to have a different second line for your client's Minors Matter card, you can certainly do that. In order to change that information, you will need to call your PEC directly so that they can send you a proof for you to approve. But everything else is actually editable text. So if you've moved, if you've changed your address, if your phone number has changed, then you can certainly make those updates right there. Are there any questions about that profile section? Perfect. Okay. Well,
wait, Tiffany.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So my email address is incorrect. Do I just edit that right off of this page?
Exactly right. Go ahead
and
fix it right
password?
There.
Do I create a password?
No, actually, if you would leave that section blank for the moment.
Okay.
Because we filled it in with the sample login, and then we'll wipe it back out again. And when we do launch the site, we'll email you with the correct password.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, this is Susan. So when you make a change on the page, you make it, and then you hit save.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
And it sends us the information to update.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Tiffany,
sure.
Will the password that you provided us today on the email continue to be effective even after this
Not
goes
through
live?
The end of the day today. I'm going to give you all the opportunity to poke around a bit after we're done with the teleconference. But then as of 5 o'clock this afternoon, we will actually be deactivating those passwords because, as I said, we're still doing work on the site. And then when we go live at launch, we will give you a new password. Okay, so if you look on the left-hand side, that next link down there is the FAQ. And if you'll click on that, you'll see three categories of FAQ. We've broken these out by who's asking the question, basically. We have staff questions. So those are questions about staff offices, about how DocuBank works for their clients and about how the enrollment process and things like that. And then that second one, I believe, is the client member questions. So if your client has a question about their specific membership, that's, you know, there's different categories with answers as any FAQ would work. And then the third category is actually customization options, which will break out some of the enhancements and additional services and specific programs that we offer with further explanations under each one. And this information is repeated on a single page on the optional customizations tab, which we'll get to later. But the FAQ is a nice resource. It's one of those areas that you can take a little while to just look around and find out some information that you didn't necessarily know before. And the customization and the optional customization tab will be a great resource for you to just see a lot of the things that we send out throughout the year as announcements. But it sort of puts it all in one spot.
I've gotten lost here. Could you tell me where you are on the website once again?
Sure. We've clicked on the FAQ.
Okay.
And I was talking about the fact that there's FAQs there for clients and member questions, and then one for staff office questions, and then the third category is a listing of the customization options that you have available through DocuBank. With each item listed and then the explanation, a further explanation of it following it. And this information is repeated on the optional customization tab in a one-page format.
Is this under the attorneys?
Oh, no. You need to log in. If you would, I'll ask that you call, that you hang up and call our office.
I'm logged in.
I'm
just at the wrong site. I'm not following you.
Are you logged in under docubank.com/provider?
I'm logged in under what the email said. I just clicked on that.
Okay, and then you logged in using the login information and
yes.
The password that was given to you?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and then on the left-hand side, what are the tabs that are displayed?
Well, the three big ones across the top, DocuBank, healthcare card, college card, kids card, and then the second row, home, member services, about DocuBank.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to log in again. I think you may have gone away from that first direction. Just as a side note, you can't click on any of the tabs on the top because this is in beta test. If you click on, like, the home page or anything like that, it'll take you away from that link.
That's what took me out. Okay.
Yeah, so you have to log back in.
I'll try.
Okay. And if you could, for everyone else, we'll go down to the next tab, which is a tab called Enrolled Clients. And so this is just what it says. It's a listing of the clients who are enrolled in your firm. And the nice thing is it's an at-a-glance look of everyone, and then also it can be downloaded as an Excel file, so you can data sort it however you'd like. So if you need a glimpse of who you've enrolled, if you need to double-check if you've sent somebody in before, if you're sending in an update and you need a member number, to attach to that so that we make sure that it's given to the right member, this is where that information will be. And as I said, it's very nice, too, because it's downloadable as Excel, and you can export it or download it and then do whatever you need to with that data. And then if you would, the next section is the materials for download. That's that next tab. And this is a resource library for you. It has all of the materials, well, not all of the materials, but a lot of the materials that we offer, the materials that we've sent out in the monthly emails that we send. So there's newsletter content, there's press releases, there are articles about DocuBank, articles about advanced directives, any forms that you might need to create, that you might need to complete in terms of enrollment forms for clients or participation forms for enhancements or other services, they're all right here. And there are, I think, five or six different categories, and then under each category there are all the individual files, and there's a brief explanation of each file under its title. And it tells you exactly what format that file is in so that when you go to download it, you know which program to use to open it. Most of the files in this section are PDFs, and that's to maintain the integrity and to make it easy for everybody. And those forms that are in a Word format are actually those forms that are designed to be customized by you. So that would be something like newsletter content or a press release template that you're going to need to take and add your firm information to. So those are the files that are Word. Most of the other ones are PDFs. We also will be having PowerPoint presentations. I believe there's one up there, but we will be offering some other options as well. And then other materials that we've created for firms throughout the year that may or may not pull through for your firm, but there's a great wealth of material there. And obviously, if there's something that you're looking for that you don't see, you can always give us a call. But we tried to put everything in an easy, like at your fingertip format and make it very specific to what you might be looking for. So if you're looking for the enrollment form or anything like that, it's all right there.
Tiffany?
Yes.
This is Barry Zimmer.
Hi there.
Can I ask you a question about the services? Let's see, where was that? FAQs. Somewhere in one of these, there was email notification.
Right. We're actually launching that later this month.
Can I ask you a question? And looking at the drop-down description,
mm-hmm.
It gives an email notification to emergency contacts.
Right.
That include the law firm?
If the law firm is one of the emergency contacts. There's a space for three. If the client wants the law firm to be one of the three emergency contacts, then we can certainly do that.
Can I suggest adding email notification of the law firm as an additional option in addition to the contacts? Because that way the law firm can make a follow-up contact to the client's family to see if they need any help, and it's extra value-added service.
Understood. Well, we can certainly consider that. As I said, it's not a service we've launched yet. I'm happy to deal with or ask for feedback on any of the items that we have there. I will ask that you just contact me directly. So, Barry, I'd love to talk to you more about what you think makes sense, and then we can go forward from there.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any questions about the enrolled client listing? Again, obviously this is your client information. It'll be as up-to-date as we can make it. There will be some delays. Sometimes there will be clients that have been keyed in that have not yet been reflected on the website, and obviously we remain available to you. If you have a question about a client that has or has not been received in our office, we're happy to talk to you about that.
Now, this is Arch speaking. Does this list include expired memberships?
Yes. Anyone that you've enrolled for us.
It's anyone we've ever enrolled. Okay,
correct. Okay.
And I guess we know that because how do we know whether they're enrolled now or expired?
Yeah, there is not actually an expiration list or an expiration column in that listing. And that's one of the questions, as I said, after we're done here, I will invite you to poke around on the site and send me emails with questions or things that you think we should add or change. I'm not going to say that we're going to do them all, but I'm happy for the feedback. And then we'll move forward from there.
At my list of enrolled clients, and I don't see my health, myself, or my family or firm members included in this.
Yes, personal memberships and firm memberships are listed actually under a separate account to make sure that they are handled properly.
No, mine's on here, by the way.
Right. Oh, okay. Well, it's actually something that we've been instituting in the past few months, trying to move that so that everybody's personal memberships are handled correctly. So it may be that yours has just not come up for expiration yet.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sure. The next tab down will be the order materials tab. And most of you should be familiar with this tab. It's been available on our website previously, but we've just moved it now into this section. It's where you'll go to order brochures and any other information that you need for your office. And because it will now be under password protection, we'll probably add some additional materials there as well. But the specific brochures that we offer are listed. The quantities that you request are fields that you fill in, and it sends an email to us, and it's just a quick and easy way to request the information that you need for your clients in your office. The next tab down is the optional customization tab. And as I said, this is the one-page form for that displays all of the information that's available on the FAQ. So it really depends on how you want to look at it. And again, I will just ask if you have questions about these specific customization or options that you do either shoot me a quick email or call in to speak to one of our PECs about what makes sense for your firm. But we've tried to make we've tried to put all of them in one spot, make it easy for you to take a look at. And make sure that you're aware of all that we do. And then the next tab is the links and related information. And this tab is sort of a miscellaneous tab. Right now it's under construction, but we've put up some organ donor information because, as you know, organ donor forms are one of the forms that we will store. So we've put up a link to the organ donor section, or organdonor.org, or .gov, I guess it is. And then as well as some interesting statistics about organ donation. And then there's a link there for Caring Connections and NHPCO. And we'll be putting up other relevant links as we sort of expand that section.
Tiffany?
Yes.
What I'm seeing is really great. And I'd like the opportunity to browse through this and look at it in more detail, but I'm not going to be able to do that by the end of the day. So.
Okay. Well, like I said, when we launch it in October, you will have full access to the site. And if you want to send me an email and say that you'd like to take a look at your section specifically and give me some feedback on it, I'd be happy to have you beta test it for us. That's Barry, correct?
Yeah. Okay. Because
this is Arch Baker. What's your
email? Passwords expire today, but that doesn't give us time to look it over and give you suggestions before the site launches.
Right. Okay. I'm sorry, Arch is.
I'm going to send you an email. I need your email.
Oh, sure. It's tbrown@docubank.com.
Okay, thanks.
Sure. Okay, that is basically all. I wanted to make sure that everybody had a chance to take a look at all of the different sections and give you an explanation of what they're for and how they'll help your firm and how where the information is and where we're coming from on all of this. If you have any questions about anything that we've talked about, I'm happy to take your questions now.
This is Susan. If we needed a little bit more time to play with the site and give you feedback, could you say that we could contact you individually? Or?
Yes, please do.
Okay.
Yeah, you will definitely have until 5:00 this afternoon, and then if you would like additional time, then please feel free to give me an email and I can set you up with some information to do that.
Okay. Tiffany, I have a question about the enrolled clients page.
Sure.
I notice on mine it's got member length on the right side, and it appears to list everybody. I can't tell, though, from this whether and how many of the people have renewed.
Right.
Normally, we go ahead and enroll them for the 1 year.
Right.
Yeah. So is this a list of everybody that I've ever enrolled, whether or not they extended?
That is exactly right.
Okay.
What it is.
So there's no
and
way
if it, if it's something that you if you feel like an expiration date or when their membership expired or when if their membership's still active is something that you'd like to see there, please send me an email and let me know that that's something you'd like to that you'd like to see.
Yeah, I guess for me it would be interesting to know how many of these people were interested
renewing.
In renewing that's because that might affect whether I buy a 5 year or 1 year or whatever to
right,
kind
understood.
Of address their needs.
Sure, and I'm not I'm taking these comments and we're going to do what we can to address the ideas and suggestions that you have because we certainly want to make it a useful resource for you.
Thank you,
Tiffany.
Sure.
I'm sorry, could you give us your email address again?
Sure, it's tbrown@docubank.com.
Thank you.
Sure. Are there any other questions or any other feedback? Does this seem like a good resource for you? Is this something that you think your staff will be able to use? I mean, if there are things that you think should be there that aren't, or you know, please feel free to give me feedback.
Yeah, I want to look at it a little more, but I think it's a great, great innovation.
Wonderful.
Tiffany?
Sure.
On the under this member listing, I was just thinking of something. Since we do all our enrollments electronically now, mm-hmm. is there a way for the law firm to see what is, in essence, electronically stored within their membership?
You mean in terms of looking at their documents?
Is there, the healthcare documents, and now we're doing temporary guardianship papers and the like. Is there any way for the law firm to see what documents, in fact, are stored? Are they legible? You know, just
right,
kind of
understood.
A backup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is certainly not currently, and I would imagine it's a good bit of programming in terms of linking all that information.
Right, which
but
might
I can,
not be,
yeah.
but it might be possible, and that might be a nice feature.
Okay.
I'll email you.
Yeah, please do. Again, you know, I would love to get any and all feedback. Are there any other questions or anything else that I can address while you have me on the phone or while I have you on the phone? Well, I will, as I said, I will encourage you to poke around a little bit or a lot. And again, if you have any feedback or questions, please feel free to email me. My email address again is tbrown@docubank.com. You can also call me if you have any questions. And then again, if you feel like you'd like some additional time to sort of help us out with a beta test, again, email me and I will be happy to set you up that way as well. We're just trying to, obviously since it's still under construction, we need to eliminate the amount of people that are in there in terms of when we're working on it. So I thank you very much for tuning in. And as I said, we do have a number of items that will be coming your way this month, and please do look for them. If you have any questions or you need anything further, please do give us a call. And I thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.